大会告诉我说我有40分钟来回答问题。
The meeting has told me I have 40 minutes to answer questions.
我看了一下我手上拿的这些问题。
I look at the questions I have right now.
大概三四个小时也许够吧。
Probably it might take 3 to 4 hours.
所以如果您的问题我没有回答的话。
Therefore, if I cannot answer your questions,
就对不起了。
I'm sorry about that.
好不好？您就回到你们自己教会去。
Then you can go back to your own fellowship.
跟教会里面的一些弟兄姊妹一起交通。
And you can fellowship with the brothers and sisters in your meetings.
或者神能够借着你们当地的聚会给你一点帮助。
And maybe God will help you through the meetings in your local meetings.
那我在回答之前，我先解释一下。
I would like to explain before I start to answer the questions.
所有的问题都是好问题。
All the questions are good questions.
但是大部分的答案都不是好答案。
But most of the answers are not good.
因为很少一个答案会让问的人很满意的。
Because there's very few answers that would really satisfy the one who asks.
我只能够就着我所明白的。
I could only based on my own understanding.
尽我可能的跟弟兄姊妹解释。
I will explain based on, I will do my best to explain everything.
但是千万不要以为我回答的一定就没有错。
But please do not think that all my answers are all correct.
因为我不过是一个非常有限的人。
Because I'm only a limited person.
我的智慧也有限，我的精力也有限，我的认识也有限。
My wisdom, my experience, and my knowledge is limited.
所以如果您不同意，没有关系的。
Therefore, it is okay if you do not agree with me.
也许主在那方面给你的看见比我还要清楚。
Maybe the Lord has given you more enlightening than myself.
但是我希望我们在交通中间，我们可以学习，借着交通，我们一起在真道上长大。
But I hope that through the fellowship, we can grow in the way of truth.
我们也盼望借着在主里面的交通。
We also hope that through this fellowship in the Lord,
我们可以更多的回到圣经。
We can return to the Bible.
我们不再关心人的看法。
We no longer pay attention to what the people think.
我们但愿靠主的恩典，我们能够更多看看主的话怎么说。
Through the grace of the Lord, let's see what the Lord says.
那我们现在就开始回答。
And we will start to answer the questions.
第一个问题是在实际的侍奉中，什么叫做公开的侍奉？
The first question is, in the actual service, what does the public service mean?
Public ministry
mean?
那另外也有弟兄姊妹就问，什么叫做隐藏的生活？
And also other brothers and sisters ask, what is a hidden life?
当然如果我们用这个private life, 就是用私下的生活跟 public ministry, 公开的侍奉，如果用这两个词的话。
If we use those two verses, the private life and also public ministry,
可能稍微清楚一点点。
Maybe it might make it more clear.
如果我们在外人看不见的那些情况里面
，in those private situations，
或者是在一些比较少数人看得见的情况里面
，or in the circumstances that very few people can see，
我们可以说那是比较我们隐藏的生活。
We can see that's a hidden life。
那么公开的生活，公开的侍奉
，an open ministry，
基本上就是在人的面前
，That's open to public，
是让人看得见的。
People can see it。
那这个有的时候也不是这么严、这么简单的分开。
Sometimes it cannot be separated this easily.
譬如说
For example,
我们可以私下去做的一些事
We can do something in private.
没有人看见
Nobody can see it.
但是如果我们的心并不是一个隐藏的心
But if our heart does not have this hidden intention,
我们很自然的就会在一些交通的里面
Naturally, through fellowship.
我们会说我们可以为某某人这个事情祷告我去看他们的时候怎么样怎么样我做了什么什么什么事情
We can say that I'm praying for someone I visit this person.
所以我们其实你看你虽然是隐藏的在做
So we can see that although you did this privately.
但是你却很有技巧的要让全世界都知道你做了一件好事
ButYou try to let the whole world know that you've done something good.
也有我也遇见过弟兄姐妹。
And I've also met some brothers and sisters.
他们很技巧的让我知道他们花多少时间读圣经和祷告。
Skillfully, they let me know that how much time they spend to pray and reading the Bible.
那所以我想这个。隐藏更重要的是里面心态的问题。
Therefore, our intention is more important regarding this hidden issue.
那至于做什么，我想那个是次要的哈。
What we do is more secondary.
我们曾经遇见过一个姐妹。
We have met a sister.
有一次来找我。
Once she came to me.
她问我说有没有什么办法可以让她的老公不是只有在教会洗碗
She asked me, is there any way that to let my husband not only do the dishes in church?
所以我想我们这个侍奉的心态很重要
Therefore, the intention of our ministry is very important.
那么我想这个问题我就停在这里
For this question, I will end here.
下一个问题是问说请问我对 Purpose Driven Life 这本书有什么看法
The next question says that how do I feel about the book of Purpose Driven Life?
这本书最大的问题是什么
What is the biggest problem of this book?
这是不是一本值得看的书
Is this book worthy of reading?
我有的时候蛮hesitate 啊，有一点不是很愿意批评别人的书哈。
Sometimes I feel very hesitate to comment on other people's books.
因为我自己也出了不少书哈。
Because I have also published many books.
那我自己很清楚的知道，就是说，如果有一个人把我的书拿来，要到里面去找一些他觉得不太对的地方，也不是很难。
Because I know it's very easy to find something that's not so good in my book.
所以我是不会很不很愿意去评论别人的书。
So I'm not very willing to make any comments about other people's book.
如果你真的对这本书里面的有什么问题有兴趣的话。
If you are interested in any of the issues in this book,
你可以跟我用 email 联络。
You can contact me through email.
那我可以把一些比较详细的解释让你看一看。
Then I can also show you some detailed explanations.
简单的说。
To simplify speaking.
这个世界上书很多哈。
There are a lot of books in this world.
近年来书越印越多。
There are a lot of books being published in recent years.
有一些书你不能说它不好。
For some books, you cannot say they are not good.
但是你我的生命非常的短暂。
But our lives are very short.
我们如果要把所有的好书看过一遍了。
If we read all the good books through once,
恐怕饭也不用吃，觉也不用睡。
Maybe we don't don't even need to sleep nor eat any meals.
那么我们可能这一生的时间都不够。
It's not enough for our whole lifetime.
所以西珍弟兄他有出了一本书啊。
Therefore, Brother Chen has published one book.
叫做属灵古典什么名著是不是？属灵古典名著啊。为什么会出这样子的书呢？
For this book that Brother Chen published, why did he have to publish this type of book?
就是为着帮助弟兄姊妹啊，在众多的好书里面去选一些值得我们念的书。
It's to help brothers and sisters to choose the book that's worth reading among all the good books.
那在我自己出的书里面。
Among the books I published,
我也会喜欢在书后面列一个简单的书单。
I also like to put a simple list at the back of my book.
是我自己在读过的书里面，我觉得给我帮助比较大的书。
Those are books I think that have helped me a lot.
因为我发现我读了很多的书。
I noticed that after reading all those books,
有一些书读过了，我觉得不会对我有什么太大的帮助或者长远的帮助。
Some of those books really doesn't help me much, nor in a long term it doesn't help me much.
有的书我是读了很多很多页，我得到一个 point 两个 point。
Sometimes for some books after reading for many pages, then I get one or two points.
但有一些书你读的时候，你会觉得说，哇，这本书里我得到好多。
And for some books, after you read it, you find I got so many points.
所以我会写下来的一些书是我觉得就是说我花最少的时间可以有最大的收获的一些书。
So those books I put on my list are those books that I think for the shortest time, but I gain a lot the most from those books.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹。
So I encourage brothers and sisters.
看书以前哈。
Before you read books,
问一问那些很多比较属灵长辈一点的人。
Ask those brothers and sisters who are elderly in spiritual life.
问问别人的意见。
Ask their opinions.
值不值得我花这个时间去读
？Is it worth for spending my time?
然后在主面前有一点祷告。
Then you can pray before the Lord.
看看你读这本书的时候有的时候你不一定知道它这个书里面有哪些东西不是很好的。
Sometimes you don't know if those books are not good.
但是圣灵很奇妙哈。
But Holy Spirit is very amazing.
如果我们很敏锐地活在主的面前。
If we have a life that's very sensitive toward the Lord.
很多的时候你读的时候你里面就知道就是说有一些东西不对。
Then when you read it, then you realize there's something wrong from those books.
那基本上我觉得很辛苦的就是一本书里面你要去找的这个对的这个不对的这种书看起来就很累的。
It is very tiring to read those books that I have to find what's wrong, what's right.
那有一些书你读的时候好像你里面真的就是知道说主在用着这个作者在帮助你。
For some books, you know that in your heart that the Lord is using the author to help you.
那这样子的书呢，读起来就比较省点力气哈。
Then it saves me some effort for reading those books.
受浸以后成为基督徒啊，对以往属世的生活渐渐的乏味，因而与往日的朋友也渐渐的疏远。因此失去了传福音的对象。
After I get baptized, become a Christian, I start to feel my past, the life before I got baptized, become in vain, and I felt it was boring. So therefore, I start to have distance with my previous friends. And now I don't have any gospel friends to preach the gospel to.
所以请问如何平衡分别为圣的圣洁生活和一般属世的社交生活
The question is how to balance the life that's being sanctified and also the regular social life.
那另外一个问题也差不多哈。
The other question is very similar.
基本上就是不要为着分别为圣的缘故失去了与福音朋友的接触。
Do not lose the contact with those non-believer friends because of having a sanctifying life.
那么如何掌握这个中间分别的尺度哈？
How can we
how to make sure we walk in the middle?
How can we make sure we walk in the middle?
那么保罗在哥林多前书九章讲到他跟犹太人在一起是做犹太人。
In the first book of Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says that when he's with the Jews, he is a Jew.
为要得着这些人。
In order to gain those people.
那么基本上我想我们需要求主给我们恩典。
We need Lord to give us grace.
就是我们信主以后如果对主有一点心的话。
After we believe in the Lord, we have a heart towards our Lord.
我们很容易会把自己放在一个基督教文化的小圈圈里面。
It is very easy to put ourselves into the circle of Christianity culture.
It's a subculture of Christianity, a ghetto.
Subculture of the Christianity.
我们就只听一样的音乐。
We only listen to the same type of music.
我们只跟我们味道差不多的人来往。
We only get contact with those who are the same type of friends.
我知道有一些基督徒只到基督徒开的店里面去买东西。
I know some Christians only go shopping in the store that's the owner's Christians.
他们以为这个叫做分别为圣。
And they think this is called sanctification.
Set apart.
Set apart.
那么弟兄姊妹其实分别为圣
And actually the setting apart
有一个很重要的观念如果主可以给我们的话是我们很大的福气
And there's this important point that if Lord can give us which is a blessing
旧约的人
For people in Old Testament
如果碰到任何不洁净的东西
If they touch anything that's unclean
他们就变成不洁净
Then they also become unclean
主耶稣在地上
When Lord Jesus was on earth
他碰见任何一个不洁净的人
Whenever he meet someone who was unclean
那个不洁净的人变成洁净
The unclean person becomes clean
那弟兄姊妹今天我们要认识的一个很重要的观念就在这里
Brothers and sisters Today what we have to know is most important is right here
我们这个人我们在主面前我们分别为圣我们把自己的生命完全的交托奉献在主的手上
To set apart is that we completely sacrifice ourselves unto the Lord's hand
我们是有基督的生命在我们的里面
We have the life of Christ in us
那么基督的生命应该是用着我们当我们去遇见这些不洁净的世界的时候是把它们变成洁净
The life of Christ in us is able to do the work that when we meet those unclean people we help them to become clean
而不是我们遇见了不洁净的人我们就被他们一起污染
Not that when we meet those unclean people then we are corrupted by them also
如果我们实在地活在主的面前
If we truly live before our Lord
我们一定是爱慕主
We have this desire towards.
我们一定是恨恶罪恶。
We hate things.
但是在同一个时间
，by the same time，
主的爱在我们的里面。
Lord's love is in us.
也一定让我们会对一些人有特别的负担。
And the love of the Lord will let us have this burden towards certain people.
让我们肯为着这些灵魂祷告。
Let us to pray for those souls.
让我们肯为着这些灵魂，我们花我们的时间跟他们交往。
Let us willing to spend our time to be with them.
让我们可以因着我们跟他们交往，把福音的恩典带到他们的生命中。
So that we can bring this grace of gospel into their life through our contact with them.
如果我们活在宗教的世界里面
，if we live in the religious world，
我们很自然的就是把自己关闭起来。
Then we will close ourselves.
但是如果我们活在耶稣基督生命的这个原则里面
，If we live in the principle of the life of Christ，
我们很容易就伸出我们的手，对着这一个苦难的世界。
then we are able to open our hands towards this world that's suffering.
请问，刘弟兄提到把某一个人当作偶像的问题。
The question is about that. Brother Lu last night shared that do not make any person become your idol.
时常听见某位弟兄会批评别的教会某一方面的敬拜方式或者教会的模式不合乎圣经。
I often hear that certain brother comment about other churches, certain the way they worship or the way they
the church model
does not
biblical.
It's not biblical.
因为跟尼托森弟兄的看法或做法不一样。
Because those are different from Brother Watchman Nee.
尼弟兄是属灵伟人。
Brother Watchman Nee is a spiritual giant.
也是神重用的仆人。
And also the servant being used by the Lord.
有许多属灵的看见。
Has a lot of spiritual seeing.
但是是否只有他才最正确？
But is he the only one who's correct?
是否有把他偶像化？
Have we let him become an idol?
是否会给人带来他像天主教里面的教皇无误的感觉？
Will it make it become like a Catholic? 教皇。
The Pope, make
him become like a Catholic Pope.
我想我们要注意一件事情哈。
We have to pay attention to a point.
当我们说一个事情对和错的时候
，When we say certain things is right or wrong,
我们应该用的标准就是主的话。
The standard we need to use is the words of the Lord.
我们不在乎是谁提醒我们主的话是这样说的。
We do not care who reminds of us the words of the Lord.
谁提醒我们主的话这样说是次要。
It is secondary of who is the person to remind us the Lord's of word.
但是主的话才是主要的。
But it's the most important is the words of the Lord.
如果主的话是这样说
If Lord says this.
不管有多少人这么说
Regardless of how many people say this.
那个不重要。
It's not important.
第二个关于这个问题
The second point of this question.
不管是尼托森也好
Regardless of Brother Watchman Nee.
或者是在教会历史里面神所兴起来许许多多他所重用的仆人也好
Or all those great servants among the church history.
我们必须很清楚地认识一件事
We have clearly known one thing.
他们也是人
They are also people.
如果是人一定会错。
If they are human beings, they will be wrong.
如果有一个人完全没有错。
If there's one person who has nothing wrong.
那他一定不是人。
Then he's not a person.
只有我们的主。
Only our Lord.
他不会有错。
He will be never wrong.
只要是人一定错的。
If anyone will be wrong.
所以我们如果把某一个人认为他说的就不会错。
If we take any one person, whatever he says is not wrong.
我们实实在在是得罪神。
Then we truly sin against God.
我们实在是把做了一件神很不喜悦的事。
Then we truly have done something that's not pleasing to the Lord.
因为我们把一个人摆到神的位置上去了。
Because we put this person on the position of God.
这是很危险的事情。
It is very dangerous.
这也是神所不喜悦的事。
And it's something that Lord is not pleased.
但是
However,
我们也要注意一件事
We also have to pay attention.
那就是神所兴起的这些器皿
Those vessels that Lord has brought up.
既然他们是人
If they are people.
既然他们也会有一些地方有软弱有失败有错误
Since they also have their own weakness and also failure.
我们也不应该去强调去宣传他们的软弱和错误。
We also should not to focus or to announce their weakness and failures.
因为我们这样做对着神的国度没有任何一点的好处。
Because if we do this, there's nothing profitable to the kingdom of God.
就好像我相信有些弟兄姊妹知道神曾经在英国兴起一个讲道王子。
I believe that a lot of brothers know that God has
raised up
the servant who is a great preacher in England.
Charles Spurgeon. 他真是一个非常非常宝贵的仆人。
He is truly a precious servant.
但是他有没有软弱呢？
But does he have any weakness?
他确实有很大的软弱。
He has a lot of weakness.
他常常没有信心。
He often has no faith.
他常常会 depression.
He got into depression often.
如果我们今天有些弟兄姊妹看到他会说他太不属灵。
If some brothers and sisters see him today, you will say he's not spiritual.
他还有一个毛病。
And there's one more weakness.
他很喜欢抽烟。
He likes to smoke.
那么像这样子的事情。
Those things.
如果我们就一直在说这是什么传道人，他怎么可以这个样子
？If we always say that, what kind of preacher is he?
对任何人都没有帮助。
It's not profitable to anyone.
他有他的弱点。
He has his weakness.
他或站立或跌倒，自有他的主。
He stands or he fails. He has his Lord.
我们所要看的不是他这个人。
We do not see this person.
我们所要看的是他这个人所带出来的东西跟圣经的东西相不相合。
We have to see whether the person, what this person brings out is the same as the Bible.
如果他给我们的东西实实在在是从主来的。
If what he gives us is truly from the Lord.
实实在在是合乎圣经的。
Truly biblically correct.
我们就应该谦卑地接受。
Then we have to receive it humbly.
那我觉得这个是对我们个人会有很大的保护。
And this is a great protection to each one of us.
下一个问题是，我们又有君王的身份，又是奴仆的身份。
The next question is, we have this position of the king and also the servant.
有的时候这两个它是矛盾的。
And they are in conflict of each other.
那么我总是好像不知道，什么时候应该要显露出我君王的身份。
But I don't know when I should show off the king. I'm a king.
我不知道我什么时候应该显出我是奴仆的身份。
And I don't know when I should show the position as a servant.
我想简单的一句话哈。
To simplify this.
这一个君王。
This king.
不是地上的君王。
It's not an earthly king.
这一个君王的样子
，the type of this, the character of this king，
这个君王所表现出来的
，what this king shows，
就是一个奴仆的样子
，is the type of servant。
所以你想要表露出你君王的样子的方法
，the method you would like to show that you are a king，
就做一个好奴仆
，and be a good servant。
刘弟兄晚上提到，怪不得我们常常做了决定又后悔，因为我们根本就没有先寻求神的旨意。
Brother Liu said last night that no wonder that we often regret after we make a decision because we have never seek the Lord's will.
从小到老
，from young to old，
在人生的重要关卡
，in those great decisions of my life，
神的旨意也没少求过。
I've never seek the Lord's will less.
但是还是常常后悔。
But I still got regret.
到底是当初没搞清楚神的带领呢
？Is it that I did not seek Lord's guidance very clearly?
还是我天性就是爱后悔
？Or that I have this character that I like to regret?
特别是遭遇到一些困难不顺利的时候。
Especially after I experienced difficulties.
基督徒会不会因为圣旨难测？
Would the questions because it is hard to seek Lord's will,
而变得优柔寡断
and become very indecisive.
曾经听过有传道人说，不必太辛苦寻求神在属地生活上，如学业、就业、迁居、移民的带领。
I have heard that some preachers say that we don't need to seek very clearly.About Lord's will, about earth things such as education, career, moving, or immigration.
因为这些都是地上的事
Because those are earthly things.
都要过去的
Will pass away.
在你个人的经历中
In your own experience,
你如何凡事求问神的带领呢？
How do you seek everything in Lord's guidance?
我想我们在这个问题上哈
For this question,
如果要来好好的回答的话
If we have to answer very clearly,
至少是七个半钟头
At least 7.5 hours.
因为我在纽约灵命晋升会就花了七个半钟头。
Because I spent 7 hours in the conference in New York.
New York Summer Conference.
New York Summer Conference.
就只讲这一个题目。
I only talk about this topic.
就是如何明白神的引领。
How to clearly understand Lord's guidance.
那么讲完以后，还有弟兄姊妹来跟我说很有帮助，但是这个问题怎么样？
And afterwards, still a lot of brothers tell me that it was very helpful. However, how about this question?
如果你想知道详细的话
，If you like to know the details,
有一个网站啊
，There's one website.
是基督学房的网站
，It's the Academy of Christ.
是 www.academyofchrist.net.net 那这一个网站你上去以后
After you go onto this website
它中间有一个 section 叫做灵粮分享
There's this section called sharing of the bread
那么你进到灵粮分享的里面
After you click inside
那里面有很多我们收集来很好的一些信息，一系列的信息。
There are a lot of good messages we have collected.
那其中有一个系列
，One of those sessions，
就是把我在纽约灵命晋升会所讲的这一个系列放在那里。
I have put what I share in the New York Summer Conference on there.
那如果你有兴趣，你去那里看一看，听一听。
You can go onto that website too if you're interested.
或者会对您有点帮助。
It might be helpful to you.
您现在问的这个问题，我简单的回答一下。
I will answer this question simply.
基督徒会不会因为这个神的旨意很难测，变得优柔寡断
？Will Christians become indecisive if it's hard to seek Lord's will?
其实，如果一个基督徒很关心神的旨意
，If one Christian cares about Lord's will.
他一定会按照圣经所启示的方法来寻求神的旨意。
Then he will, according to what the Bible reveals, to seek the Lord's will.
并且他会学习自己做决定。
Then he will learn to decide things on himself.
因为圣经里面神给我们许多的带领。
Because in the Bible, Lord has given us a lot of guidance.
在这个带领的中间，其中一个最重要的因素就是让我们自己做决定。
And the most important thing in this guidance is that to let ourselves decide.
因为神要我们有一天与他的儿子耶稣基督一同坐在宝座上治理万有。
Because God would like all of us to sit on the throne to reign with His Son Jesus.
治理万有的人。
To run everything
是一个会需要做决定的人。
Is someone who needs to make decision.
今生不操练，好好的做决定。
If you do not learn to make decisions in this life,
将来怎么跟主一起做王
？How can you be king with the Lord?
所以我个人相信不会变得优柔寡断。
So I truly believe that it will not become indecisive.
但是有一些弟兄姊妹会优柔寡断，是因为他们迷信一种方式来明白神的带领。
But for some brothers and sisters who become indecisive because they are superstitious of certain methods.
他们以为我们的神的旨意是很难寻求的。
They think that it is difficult to seek our God's will.
他们觉得神是故意把他很多的心意都藏起来不告诉我们。
They think that God hides all his wills on purpose and not tell us.
让我们千求万求。
After seeking so many times.
然后神在他怜悯中间就给你放一个绿灯。
Then in his mercy, he gives us a green light.
你就好高兴地跟着走。
Then we are so happily following.
我们以为我们的神是要我们做一个不用头脑的人。
We think our God is someone who wants us to become someone not using our brain.
我们每天在那里祷告。
We pray every day.
主耶稣，我现在下一步是应该走左脚还是走右脚
？Lord Jesus, should I use my left foot or my right foot for my next step?
主耶稣，我应该左转还是右转？
Should I make a right turn or left turn?
我们以为神要我们做机器人。
We think that God would like us, would make us become a robot.
神不要我们做机器人。
God does not want to become a robot.
神要我们用我们的自由意志。
God would like us to use our
free will. 来拣选神的旨意。
To choose God's will.
来拣选神所喜悦的原则。
To choose the principle that God is pleased.
这才是神把我们放在地上，让我们学习操练做决定的一个重要原因。
And that's the purpose that God puts us on earth to learn how to make decisions.
您问的地上的事情就因为很快就过去，就别提了。
And the question about all those earthly things, since they will pass away quickly, so we don't even take regards of them.
我不知道那个传道人是谁。
I don't know who the preacher is.
我蛮尊敬他这么属灵。
I really respect how spiritual he is.
但是如果我们活在地上。
However, if we live on earth.
如果我们是一个为主而活的人。
If we live for the Lord.
我们的生命气息都在乎他。
Our life and breath is upon him.
如果我们真的相信哥罗西书里面告诉我们，
If we truly believe what the Colossians tells us,
我们无论做什么，
regardless of what we do,
都要为着神来做，
do them for the Lord,
都要奉着耶稣基督的名来做，
do them in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
那么弟兄姊妹，
then brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒如果是一个奉献的人，
As Christians, if we are a consecrated person,
在我们的生命中就没有一件事情是属地的。
Then there's nothing in our life that's earthly.
我们的工作，
Our work,
我们在学校的学习，
Our education,
我们要搬到哪里去住，
Where we move,
我们要不要办移民，
Shall we get immigration?
这些每一件的细节，
Every little detail,
都应该是神在我们生命中旨意的一个环扣。
Those are the great things of the Lord's will down our life.
那一些事情在永恒里面都应该成为神用来成就我们这个人的一些步骤和方法。
All those things become one of the steps that God will complete us in eternity.
在我们的生命中应该没有一个部分是属灵的，另外一个部分是属世的。
In our life, we should not separate what is spiritual and what is earthly.
我们应该是全然归给我们的主。
We should totally sanctify to our Lord.
所以在我们每一件事情上，
So in everything,
我们都应该跟随我们的主。
We should follow our Lord.
我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
我就把剩下时间交给锡珍弟兄。
I will give the following time to Brother Chen.
这些弟兄姊妹就对不起了。
I apologize to those questions I haven't answered.
我的手里也有一些的问题。
I have some questions in my hands.
我听说全世界最好的笑话，把它写下来，很多只有一行。
I heard that many jokes are very short.
那因为这么多的问题，所以我希望许多问题就是一行两行就可以了。
Because there are so many questions, therefore I hope I only use one or two sentences for them.
那我希望不会漏掉任何一个人。
I hope that I don't miss anyone.
所以人人有奖。
So everyone has a reward.
我们这里有一个问题是异象的目的是什么？可否交通一点？神为什么赐下他的异象？
What is the purpose of the vision? Can we share a little bit about why does God give his vision?
那这和我们认识的启示有什么分别？
What is the difference between revelation?
我们知道这个讲到异象，这是很大的题目。
We know that vision is such a great topic.
那么尤其在新约，
especially in New Testament，
我们知道说像保罗看见异象，
We know that Paul has seen a vision，
像彼得看见异象，
Peter has seen a vision，
约翰看见异象，
John saw a vision。
那么他们看见异象，
When they saw vision，
乃是指说在他们灵的深处，
That's the deeps of their spirit。
有一天神把一个布幔揭开了，
The Lord opens a veil.
然后他就看见神所要启示给他的秘密。
Then they see the secret that Lord would reveal to them.
那么旧约的先知也是这样。
The same to the prophets in Old Testament.
因为基督的灵在他们里面。
The spirit of Christ are in them.
所以当他们用时间的望远镜看前面的时候。
So as they use the telescope of the time to look forward.
结果他们就领受了一些异象。
Then they receive some vision.
像比方说像以西结那很清楚的。
It is very clear to Ezekiel.
乃是给他看见一幅的图画。
He saw a picture.
那么启示呢其实就是异象是我们看见的。
Visions are what we see.
那么启示呢那是神那边把布幔揭开了那就是启示。
Revelation is when God opens the veil.
那么谁有资格来承受神的异象来的异象呢
Who are qualified to receive the vision of the God?
那么有很多的异端他们都宣称他们有特别的启示和经历我们如何界定异象呢
A lot of cults mention that they have a special revelation and experience. Now how can we separate them from vision?
那么谁有资格可以承受从神来的异象
Who are qualified to receive the vision from God?
那么就着新约来讲
From New Testament.
因为我们知道主的话说神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
We know Lord says that he is pleased to reveal his son to us.
所以我们每个人在我们灵的深处都应该看见都应该遇见我们的主。
So each one of us should see and meet our Lord in our spirit.
所以每一个人都应该可以看见异象。
So everyone should be able to see vision.
但这个异象是深处的。
But this is in our depths.
这个异象就给我们人生的方向。
Then this gives the purpose of our life.
那么这个异象并不像普通所想的好像看一些很奇怪的很奇异的现象。
This vision does not mean we see miracles.
那么许多的异端呢他们看见的异象其实都是在圣经之外的。
A lot of the cults, what they see is outside of the Bible.
或者他们抓住了圣经一点两点把它放大了。
And enlarge one or two points in the Bible.
那么然后呢他们这个就说他们看见异象。
Then they say they see vision.
那么我们当然我们读以西结书的目的。
The purpose of us reading Ezekiel.
我们已经说过了。
I have said.
我们希望能从这些图画里面帮助我们知道我们做一个基督徒应该怎样的往前。
From those pictures, then it can help us to learn as Christians, how should we go forward?
所以我们的目的就是要更多明白主自己的话。
So our purpose is to know more of Lord's words.
那下面一个问题说如果把空气比作一层天就是外院 外太空是第二层那么神所在的是三层天第三层天。
It says that if we say that air is the first heaven, and then outer universe is the second heaven, which is the temple, and then the third heaven is where God lives, which is the Holy of Holies.
那么我们怎么解释哥林多前书说到我们的你们的身体是神的殿
Then how can we explain that in the first Corinthians that Your body is the Lord's temple.
还有以弗所书说，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And also each is being connected together and become the holy temple of God.
我们知道这三个，这是宇宙里面的三个方面。
We know that those are three points in universe.
一点没有错，我们这个人个人就是神的殿。
It's true that each one of us is the temple of God.
因为神的殿分作。神的殿有三部分，有外院，有至圣所，有至圣所。
There are three parts of the temple of God: the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
我们这个人也是有身体、有魂，还有灵。
And we also have body, soul, and spirit.
所以今天圣灵住在我们的灵里。
So as Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
所以保罗说：“你们就是神的殿。”
So Paul says, "You are the temple of God."
那么当全教会聚在一起的时候。
As the whole church gathers together,
保罗说你们就是神的殿。
Paul says you are the temple of God.
那指的全教会说的。
It represents the whole church.
然后他说神的殿就是你们。
It says that you are the temple of God.
这个一点都不错的。
It is correct.
当教会聚在一起的时候。
As the church gathers together.
那么这就是旧约圣殿，这个就是旧约圣殿所预表的就是教会。
And it is.The temple in the Old Testament is a type of church.
所以我们知道来到神的面前。
So that we know when we come before God.
以色列人在旧约来到圣殿。
The Israelites that came before the temple.
那当今天教会聚在一起的时候
，As church gathered together.
那在神的眼光中看，它就是神的殿。
When God sees it, it's the temple of God.
那我们讲到三层天的时候
，When we say about three heavens.
我们是指着整个的宇宙来说的。
We talk about the whole universe.
因为第三天层天是神住的地方。
Because God dwells in the third heaven.
那就好像至圣所一样。
That's the holy of holies.
那么，因为我们的主钉十字架以后
，After the Lord's been crucified,
所以这个地，这个、所有有这个祭坛的地方就是外院。
So the place of the where it has altar is the outer court.
所以两千年以前
，So 2000 years ago,
我们的主为我们挂在十字架上
，Our Lord was hung on the cross.
所以我们可以说，我们整个的地球就好像外院一样。
So we say that our whole Earth is like the outer court.
所以，传道书说，日光之下，虚空的虚空。
So it says vanity of the vanity.
那就是指着我们在外院说的。
It says regarding the outer court.
但是如果我们进到圣所
，But we go into the holy place.
我们就来到真言书。
It is in the
book of
Proverbs.
然后我们到了至圣所。
As we go into the holy of holies.
那就来到了雅歌。
That's the book of James.
Song of Songs. 所以当你读雅歌的时候
，As we read Song of Songs,
那不再是虚空的虚空
，It's no longer vanity of vanity.
乃是歌中的雅歌。
It's the Song of Songs.
好，下面另外一个问题。
The next question.
请问神与人和好，与天和地和好的关系是什么？是否前者是后者的原因和前提
？Why is the relationship being of God and people being reconciled, and also the reconciliation of heaven and earth, is it because the? Is there any relationship between that?
严格说来，不是神与人和好。
Strictly speaking, it is not a reconciliation between God and man.
因为圣经说人与神和好。
It says that reconciliation between man to God.
神没有得罪人，是我们得罪神。
God did not sin against us; we sin against God.
所以你看，圣灵说话是很仔细。
So it's very precise when Holy Spirit speaks.
是我们与神和好。
We become reconciled with God.
那么这两件事是平行的。
Those two things are parallel.
不是一个是另外一个原因或者它的前提。
It is not one thing is the reason of the other.
就是说，当人犯罪以后
，After man sin,
有两个结果。
That brings out two things.
就是人来说
，Towards man,
本来神就因着罪的缘故，神就离开人非常非常的远。
Because of things, so God has departed from people very far.
那么同时呢？因着罪的缘故
，At the same time because of sin，
那么天就离开地，非常非常的遥远。
Heaven has also left earth, become very far.
所以十字架的工作
，So the work of the cross，
一面是叫我们与主和与神和好。
On the one thing it says to we reconcile with God.
另一面主耶稣是天梯。
And the other thing is the heavenly ladder，
叫地和天能够连接，重新的连接。
So it reconnects the earth and heaven。
好，下面一个问题。
The next question.
活物的灵在轮中是否可说的再清楚一点
？Would you please explain more clearly that the living creature, spirit of the living creature is in the wheels?
那么在那个轮子上面，大家都看见都是眼睛，对不对
？And we see there are all those eyes on the wheels.
充满了眼睛。
Full of eyes.
那么圣经里面讲的充满，就用七来代表。
Bible uses number seven to represent four.
那么，如果大家读启示录的话
，If you read Book of Revelation,
你看羔羊有七个角，有七个眼。
There are seven horns and seven eyes on the lamb.
那么，什么是七个眼呢
？What is seven eyes?
就是神的七个灵。
That is the seven spirits of God.
所以你看，活的灵，活物的灵，乃是在轮子中间。
So the spirit of the living creature is in the wheel.
好，下面一个问题。
The next question.
为什么远远的看到的反而是意象的中心？因为远远的看，一点的东西，看一点的东西，然后只能看个大概，不能看清楚。这个意象的中心应该是26节到28节，对吗
？Why is it that when we see something far far away, which is the center of the vision? Because that when we see far away, we can only see little things and cannot see very clearly. Is this center of the vision?Verse 26 to 28.
对，我想我解释的时候的意思是这样。
What I explain is this.
就是你若远远看的，你看到什么
？What do you see when you see from far off?
你看远远看到晶晶。
Then you see the gold.
那这个金哈，就是 yeah,
amber，
不是yeah， 你可以说 pure gold，
pure gold，
yeah, yeah.、Okay. 所以你看见吗？当你这是远远你看见的。
That's why we see from far away.
那么等到你看近的时候，你看见原来做宝座的在腰以上乃是金金。
Then as we see from close, then we realize that the one who sits on the throne, the, something above his loin is the pure gold.
所以我们知道说，整个意象的中心当然是指着做宝座的那一位。
So the center of the vision points to the one who sits on the throne.
我们知道坐在宝座那一位就是我们的主。
We know the one who sits on the throne is the Lord.
所以无论是你远远的看，无论是你近看，金金都看见了。
So that we can see the pure gold, whether you see from far away or close.
不过现在因为这个意象慢慢靠近的缘故，
as this vision comes close,
我们会看得更清楚。
We can see more clearly.
当然，活物是很重要的。
It's important to see the living creature.
轮子也很重要。
And the wheels are very important.
穹苍也很重要。
And the expanse is also important.
宝座也很重要。
The throne is also important.
但是最重要的当然是坐在宝座的那一位。
But the most importantly is the one who sits on the throne.
所以你说对吗？当然是对的。
So is it correct? It's right.
好，下面说活物与轮子是连在一起还是分开？好像圣经并没有说，对吗？
Is it true that the living creature and the wheels are they connected together or separated?
对的，圣经是没有明说。
It's true that Bible doesn't.
但是你从圣经的那个描写
，But when you see the description of the Bible,
你知道说应该是。不是紧贴在一起的。
You know that it's not connected closely together.
那么常识也告诉我们。
And our knowledge tells us.
因为既然它整个的图画是一个 chariot， 根本是车辆的图画。
If the it is a picture of a chariot.
当然，你也可以说马跟轮子贴肉贴肉，可以，你可以这么想。
And we can also say the horse is connected together with the wheels.
这个也可以这么想的。
We can also think that way.
但是呢，我想就一般的图来看。
But as we see the picture in general,
应该是没有紧贴在一起。
Should not be connected.
不过，但是有一件很宝贵的事。
But there's one thing precious.
你看见是圣灵来指挥一切的。
You see the Holy Spirit is in control of everything.
所以这些不同的单位却是一个的。
So all those units, they are one.
无论是往东、往西、往南，或者往上升或者下降，你看都是一致的行动。
Whether go east, south, north, west, or up and down, they're all in unity.
那么这里下面一个问题。
The next question.
四活物有四个脸面。
The four living creatures have four faces.
是人、狮、牛、鹰。
The man, the lions, the ox, and the eagle.
那么第十章基路伯也有四个脸。
And in chapter 10, the cherubim also have four faces.
那活物的四个脸和基路伯的四个脸有什么关系？
What's the relationship between the four faces of the living creature and the cherubim?
这个起头以西结没有认出来活物是什么。
At first, Ezekiel did not realize why it's the living creature.
到了第十章，因为他到了圣殿。
At chapter 10, he came to a temple.
那圣殿是他最熟悉的地方。
He's very familiar with the temple.
他忽然间想起来原来这个活物就是那个基路伯。
Then he suddenly realized the living creature is the cherubim.
所以你看见在圣殿里面基路伯怎样在至圣所里面。
So you see that in the temple that how the cherubims are in the temple.
你看神的宝座的周围也是基路伯。
Then so is the throne of God is also a cherubim.
所以活物就是基路伯，基路伯就是这里的活物。
So the living creature and the cherubim, they are the same.
那我们看见第一章的活物就是第十章的基路伯。
So the living creature in chapter 1 is the cherubim in chapter 10.
不过第十章是有一点不同。
But there is something different in chapter 10.
就是第十章讲到人、狮子跟老鹰讲了。
In chapter 10, it mentions about man, lion, and eagle.
他没有讲牛。
It doesn't mention about ox.
但是那个时候他用基路伯来代替的。
But instead of ox, it uses cherubim.
那这个其实是一样的。
It's the same.
意思就是说，这一张脸，如果你对照第一张的话，那应该是牛的脸。
This face, if you compare with chapter 1, it should be the face of ox.
那就是说，在基路伯这个印，在基路伯给人的印象里面。
So in the What the cherubim gives to people.
那不光是那张脸很重要。
Not only the face is important.
还有那个脚很重要。
The feet are also important.
那个脚乃像光明的铜。
The feet are like a lightning breath.
那么我们都知道那个是和牛发生关系的。
And that has relationship to do with ox.
如果大家牛啊和那个呀、yeah, 对，和牛发生关系的，因为他的脚掌好像牛犊之蹄。
Because his feet are like the.
第七节。
Their feet are, the sole of their feet was like the sole of the calf's foot.
所以你看呢，这里面圣灵是给我们看，是提醒我们。
So the Holy Spirit reminds us.
所以有的时候他把这个字换掉，牛的脸就换成基路伯的脸。
They change the word of the face of ox.
就是提醒我们，就做整个大体 in general， 就是整个大体来说，你看这四个活物是人的样式。
It reminds us in general that the four living creatures are like the type of man.
因为有手有脚。
Have hands and feet.
而且那个腿是直的。
And their feet are straight.
所以基本上来说，四活物在以西结是给我们看见人的样式。
So the four living creatures in book of Ezekiel gives us an image of man.
但是因为要运动。
But because it will move.
Angel 往前走，所以跟活物的脸很有关系。
As it moves forward, so it has to do with the faces.
所以才有四张脸。
So there are four faces.
那下面我们还要看一个另外一个问题。
The next question.
以西结第二章第一节称以西结为人子。
In the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 2, verse 1, it calls Ezekiel son of man.
那么后来主耶稣也称人子。
And our Lord Jesus is also called son of man.
那么这两者有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between those two?
那不同在这里。
Here's the difference.
以西结是神称他做人子。
God has called Ezekiel son of man.
但主耶稣是自己称自己是人子。
Lord Jesus called himself son of man.
他大概这样称呼他自己有80次。
He has called himself 80 times like this.
那么这个当然和主耶稣的身位发生关系。
This also has to do with stature of the Lord.
他不光是神，他也是人。
He's also God and he's also man.
他是 God-man.
He's a God-man.
是神儿人。那么一面他是神的儿子，另外一方面呢，他是人子。
On the one hand, he's the son of God. On the other hand, he's the son of man.
那下面一个问题。
The next question.
主耶稣称为人子和以西结等先知也称为人子有什么不同？
Is there any difference between Jesus being called the son of man and also the prophets like Ezekiel being called son of man?
那这个问题已经回答了。
It's been answered.
下面说天开了，世人也有人说看见天开了，有的基督徒也曾有看到天开了的情形，这些与我们所说的以西结的异象有什么不同呢？
Speaks about heavens open. Some earthly people also say they have seen heaven open. So are the Christians. So what's the difference of this between the Ezekiel's vision?
那因为我不知道这些基督徒他们看天开的情形。
So I don't know what the Christians see about the heavens open.
所以我不知道有什么不同。
So I don't know about the difference.
但是我觉得最重要的就是以西结的异象是一般性的。
But most importantly is that the vision of Ezekiel is in general.
它背后有一个有背后是有一个 message 有一个信息的。
There's a message behind it.
当然，以西结是神话语的一部分。
Of course, Ezekiel is part of Lord's word.
是神启示里面的一部分。
It's part of God's revelation.
我们相信所有神的启示都在圣经里面。
We know all of the revelation of God is in the Bible.
如果有人说他看见了一个异象是不在圣经里面的。
If he said he sees some vision which is not in the Bible.
那这就很危险了。
Then it's dangerous.
我们知道很多的异端就是这么开始的。
We know all the cause starts with this.
好，下面还有一个问题。
The next question.
天就开了，可否进一步的解释三层天的意思？
Regarding the heaven is open, would you please explain further what does the third heaven means?
然后下面说 scientifically and spiritually.
Scientifically and spiritually.
然后下面问说什么是基路伯？
What is a cherubim?
那我想我们的时间呢，只允许我们很快的回答一下。
Our time only allows to answer very quickly.
因为保罗讲到他被提到三层天。
Paul has mentioned he was being brought up to third heaven.
所以这就给我们建议说，这个宇宙呢，就应该是三层天来表明的。
So it suggests us that third heaven it represents the universe.
所以大概我们所在的看见的空气天就是这个最靠近我们的天。
So what we see in the air, the sky is very close to us.
然后外太空也是那个天。
And the outer universe is also a sky.
Space
is also the sky.
所以那个是太空的天。
That's the heaven of space.
然后我们主所在的地方就应该是第三层天。
And where our Lord Jesus is, it's the third heaven.
所以这是大概的领会。
That's something general.
那么属灵的我们也提过了。
Spiritually, we have also mentioned.
你记得我们的主天主，我们天向主开的时候。
We remember that when the heaven was opened unto our Lord.
圣经是说天裂开了。
It says the heaven was rent.
那因着主耶稣的钉在十字架上。
Because the Lord was crucified on the cross.
你看幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil was rent from above to below.
所以从那个以后开始。
From that time on.
主告诉拿但业说。
Lord told Nazareth.
你们都要看见天开了。
Lord told Nathanael that you will see heaven open.
那不只是空气天开了。
Not only the air, the sky open.
你可以一直看到第三层天。
You can all see through the third heaven.
我们知道说这个谁呀、我们知道说斯蒂凡就是个例子。
We know that Stephen is one example.
他可以看见神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
然后他看见说主耶稣、人子站在神的右边。
And he saw the Son of God stand on the right hand side of God.
好，下面一个是这里说天开了，对我们现在的基督徒是说什么意思？
What does it mean for heavens open for us Christians?
是否天是一直开的？对基督徒来说。
For Christians, does the heavens always open?
那我们知道说，仗按理来讲，天开了是基督徒的常态。
It is a norm for Christians to experience heavens open.
但什么时候我们犯罪了？
But whenever we sin,
就好像有一片乌云遮盖了那个天。
Like a cloud covers the heaven.
好像你看不清楚主的脸面。
You cannot see the face of the Lord.
你看不见他的笑容。
You cannot see his smile.
那怎么办呢？
Then what should we do?
你只要认自己的罪。
You confess your sin.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
然后我们与主之间的交通就恢复了。
Then we renew, unite with the fellowship.
所以你又能够活在一个敞开的天底下。
So again, you live under the open heaven.
戴德生师母他临走的时候 ，Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
Mrs. Hudson Taylor.
Mrs. Hudson Taylor.
当他要离开世界的时候
，As he left the world.
他最后对他先生做的见证
，He testified to her husband.
他说，在过去的十年里面
，In the past 10 years.
我与救主之间
，between me and Savior，
救主与我之间
，and the Savior and me，
好像一片的乌云都没有
，there was not even one cloud。
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
这就是那个敞开的天。
It means the open heaven。
每一个基督徒都应该有这个经历。
Every Christian should have this experience。
所以就是我们在病床上
，even when we are sick on the bed，
你会觉得天是那么近。
We can feel the heaven is so close to us.
好像我们的主在那为我们铺床一样。
As if the Lord is setting the bed for us.
所以这就是基督徒所得着的福音是何等的福音。
So what the gospel we receive.
所以我们在地上好像在天上一样。
So we live on earth as it is in heaven.
所以这个经历应该是每一个人都有的。
So every one of us should have this experience.
那这里有一个问题说，摩西向耶和华神求显现，说求你显给荣耀给我看。
Moses asked the Lord Jehovah, "Please show your glory."
那么，到底摩西看见是神荣耀的一部分呢，还是神荣耀的形象呢
？So did Moses see the glory part of the glory of God, or the image of the glory of God?
我想这个问题就是他的答案。
I think this it answers the question.
就是说神，这只是神荣耀的一部分。
It's only part of God's glory.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他只看见神的背，对不对
？Because Moses saw the back of God.
神把他放在什么？放在磐石穴里面。
God put him in the caves of hell.
因为约翰告诉我们。
Because John tells us.
从来没有人看见过神。
Nobody has seen God.
只有父怀里独生子。
Only the Son in the Father's bosom.
所以很清楚的。
So clearly.
你看见我们的主的确看见了神的荣耀。
Our Lord has seen the glory of God.
因为约翰福音所讲的主乃像是老鹰所代表。
It uses eagle to represent the Lord in gospel.
这个老鹰有一个特别的结构。
There's one special structure of the eagle.
就是他的眼睛啊，可以直接看太阳，他的眼睛不被销毁。
His eyes can see into the sun directly and not being destroyed.
这是他眼睛有特别的结构的。
That's because of special structure.
我们的主也是这样。
So is our Lord.
世界上没有一个人眼睛瞪着我们的神能够活着的。
There's no one can live if we stare right into our God.
所以你最多只能在磐石穴里面看。
So you can only see the God from the caves of rock.
最多只看见他的背面。
Only see his back.
以西结只看见神荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel only saw the image of God's glory.
你看见吗？新约不一样了。
It's different in New Testament.
感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
从这里我们就看得很清楚。
We see this clearly.
那么下面如何我们如何能真正明白是圣灵在对我们说话呢？
How do we know it's the Holy Spirit talking to us?
那这个应该是明天的信息。
It should be tomorrow's message.
所以好不好？我们请这位弟兄或者姊妹稍微忍耐，忍耐几十几个十个小时，大概不，也许也再忍耐十几个小时就好。
So please be patient for 10 more hours.
因为原因你知道说活你我们说过活物行动是跟着圣灵来行动。
Because we know that living creature moves according to the Holy Spirit.
所以这个问题呢，我想我们需要明天整个的信息来回答它。
So I will answer through the message tomorrow.
然后下面这里有问题说在以西结一章一节天就开了英文中是 heavens were open 是多数的。
It is a plural when it says heavens were open in Ezekiel.
那么马太好这个这里说到是单数的。
And in the book of Matthew, it talks about singular.
那么这里两个到底有什么不同？
What's the difference?
我想到底是多数单数，我们不能从英文来断定。
We cannot use English to determine plural or singular.
我们还是要从它的原文来断定。
We have to go back to the Hebrew's origin.
但是这两个不同我已经提过了。
But I have mentioned the difference.
我们知道的以西结所看见的。
What Ezekiel saw
不是第三层天
was not third heaven.
所以他只看见那个形象
So he only saw image.
因为可以说在旧约没有人这个天从来没有开过的
Because the heaven was never open to anyone in Old
Testament. 天所以能开乃是主工作在十字架上工作的结果
Because of work of the Lord on the cross, the heaven was open.
我想这两颗是有点不同的
There's difference.
那么还有呢这是英文就是说是不是神的形象有神的荣耀的形象有不同的呢
Are there different images of the glory of God?
啊，一点都不错，以西结是一样。
It's true.
以西结是这样，对不对？然后呢，你看摩西看见的是另外一个形象。
And what Moses saw was different image.
他看见神的背。
He saw the back of the Lord.
所以从不同的角度。
So from different aspects.
我们知道旧约如果人看着荣耀的神，如果向他显现。
We know that glorious God, if He reveals to him,
实在说来，他所看见的应该都是那些形象。
Then he saw all those images.
好，那么这里有一个很难回答的问题。
It's a difficult question.
就是什么是神的荣耀
？What is the glory of God?
那么这个我们说过，这个就是为什么需要整本的以西结书来解释它。
That's why we need to use the whole book of Ezekiel to explain.
因为66卷有一卷是专门讲神的荣耀。
Because out of 66 books, there's one book explain the glory of God.
神的荣耀是最难最难回答的。
It's the most difficult to answer.
那保罗
and Paul,
他也试着解答这个问题。
He also tried to answer this.
不过他在大马色的路上
in the way to Damascus,
他亲眼遇见了神的荣耀。
He met the glory of God.
他说神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上。
He said the glory of God reveals on the face of the Lord Jesus.
所以什么是神的荣耀呢
So what is the glory of God?
耶稣基督就是神的荣耀。
Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
雅各书第二章。
In the second chapter of book James.
你知道雅各是和我们的主耶稣在同样的屋檐底下长大的。
James grew up together with our Lord.
我们有一句话这个侍从眼里无英雄或者说在秘书的眼里你看老板。不是那么了不起的。
We say that out of the eyes of the secretary, you don't see your boss is so great.
因为你一天到晚用显微镜、用放大镜来看，当然就看的是这个样子。
Because you see your boss from a magnified glass.
我相信说，这个雅各不是显微镜也好，放大镜什么镜都看过了。
For whatever you use, magnified glasses, James has seen everything of our Lord.
所以他最后有一个见证。
So he testified.
我们荣耀的主耶稣。
The Lord who is glorious.
但是其实在原文不是这样。
But it does not say in the original.
其实原文是我们的主耶稣。
It says our Lord Jesus.
然后荣耀。
And then say glory.
那个荣耀不是形容词，那个荣耀是名词。
It's not an adjective. It's a noun.
所以我们看见说，如果我们真的要问什么是神的荣耀
，So if we really ask what is the glory of God,
拉比回答不出来。
Rabbis cannot answer.
但是有一个拉比回答了。
But one rabbi answered.
那个就是保罗自己。
That is Paul himself.
他在大马色的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
他亲眼看见神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Reveals on the face of Lord Jesus.
你看见基督，就看见了神的荣耀。
When you see Jesus, you see the glory of God.
好，下面四活物多朝着不同的方向行。如果我站起来在某一个方向，是不是永远只看到神一种的活物？那么，比方说看到狮子，那这有什么意思呢
？What does it mean? Okay. Is the living creature always move in different directions. Therefore, if I stand on one direction, doesn't mean that I always only see one living creature.
那现在问题在这里。如果我们做中心的话
，If we are the center，
那么我们只能看着一面。
Then we only see one side。
所以这是没有什么意思的。
So there's no point。
但是以西结是给我们看见那个宝座是那个中心。
But in Ezekiel is shows us that the throne is the center。
所以全世界你不管从东从西从南从北，你都能看见它的一面。
So from the whole world, whether you go from north, east, south, west, you only see the face。
但你所看见的不是完全的。
But what you see is not complete.
完全的乃是四面加在一起的。
The complete is what we add all.
这就告诉我们说，我们每一个人的启示都是片面的。
It tells us that our own revelations are only part.
没有一个人可以骄傲的。
No one can be proud.
你如果看见狮子了
，If you see a lion,
对不对呢
？Is it
完全正确
？Is it true? It's right.
因为你站在南边
，Because you stand on the south.
如果你看见老鹰了，对不对？完全对。
Is it true if you see an eagle? That's correct.
因为你站在西边
，Because you stand on the west.
但是你要承认
，But you have to confess.
你所看见的是真的
，What you see is right.
但是你所看见的是一点点的
，But you only see partially.
是部分的
，It's only partial.
没有一个人可以骄傲的。
Nobody can be proud.
那是你的加上我的。
It's yours add onto mine.
我们和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱有何等长阔高深。
And together with all the saints, we understand the love of God is how long, how deep, how wide.
这就是为什么我们需要教会。
That's why we need a church.
好，下面。
The next one.
这里说腰以上是金金代表神的本性。
It says that above the loin is the pure gold, represents the character of God.
腰以下是彩虹，代表主十字架上的工作。
And below the loin is the rainbow, which represents the work of Christ.
那么能不能进一步稍微解释一下
？Would you please explain further?
我们家主耶稣在十字架上讲了七句话。
We know Lord says seven words, seven sentences.
那个七句话就好像彩虹的七个颜色一样。
Those seven sentences means the seven colors of the rainbow.
主耶稣钉十字架，哥哥他好像经过了大的风暴一样。
When Lord Jesus crucified, Kokosa was being like a big storm.
你看主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
He says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
但是不要忘记，当主耶稣完成十字架工作以后
，But please not do not forget when the Lord completed the work.
你看神就是光
，And you see God's light.
神的光。